Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we pay tribute again to Tommy Keane.
And by we mean the extended Rockin' the Suburbs family. All right, we're almost to Christmas.
Yeah, we're getting there.
And sadly, the last big holiday, Thanksgiving, was when Tommy Keane passed.
Yeah, it was tinged with sadness, without a doubt, Jim.
And we were lucky enough to have met Tommy just a couple months before that. Sat down with him and recorded about a 90-minute interview.
Very thankful for that, yeah. To be honest, yeah.
And we put that, portions of that, into three different episodes where we hopefully, you know, tried to pay some tribute to Tommy Keane and hear him tell, you know, his own story. And it was really fascinating. It was a great time for us at the time recording.
Yeah, it really was.
And we were really shocked to hear about his death. And so anyway, fast forward a little bit. Here we got some nice correspondence about episodes we did with Tommy Keane. Some people who know him, some people who are just big fans. And we thought that we would take this edition of Fan Mail Friday and just dedicate it all to the Tommy Keane feedback. Because, as I said, when we were putting those episodes together, I said, this may be his final interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard otherwise. And actually, we got a message from Ted Nicely.
Ted Nicely, bass player in the Raz.
Right.
And played in the Tommy Keane band and produced a lot of Tommy's classic stuff.
Right.
And then later on, went on to produce records on Discord, Fugazi, worked with a lot of bands in D.C. and was right there from the beginning.
And Ted sent us a private message, so we're not going to read that here.
Yeah.
But he really did seem to indicate that Tommy really wanted to get a lot of this stuff out about his career. And so I think this probably was the last interview.
It seems like it might have been, yeah.
So anyway, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's get to a phone call that we got
to
the our suburban line.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Dave from Philly. I just want to thank you for your Tommy Keane podcast. It was really excellent. It's helped reignite my love for Tommy Keane's work and specifically Power Pop. Been listening to it like crazy. Saw him back in 94, I think it was, at J.C. Dobbs in Philly. Great place. And in college, I bought on vinyl 10 years after. Oh, such a good record. Insane. Ridiculous. And he had a reissue. It was kind of like a best of-ish, The Real Underground, that came out around then as well. That really kicked my ass. Kickstarted my love of Tommy Keane's work. And can't get enough. But you guys discussed with Tommy some of his other collaborations and things he's done. Did he mention at all his work with Jay Bennett? I love Jay Bennett's work, as well as his work with Wilco. And I'm just curious, because to say that it's really wonderful, great, catchy rock and roll is an understatement. So just thanks. And, Tommy Keane. Rest in power. All right. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, it was really nice. Dave from Philly. Very cool.
Yeah.
He played with Jay, and Jay played in his band for a while.
Right.
And they played together on a couple different things and recorded a few things here and there at one point.
So Jay Bennett, for people who don't know, he was an original member of Wilco.
He had a band, a side project of his own, too. And I believe Jay has passed on as well. Is that right?
He did in 2009.
Yeah, so he rests in power.
So he was really a key player in Wilco in their early years.
Yes, he was.
Sort of the main collaborator with Jeff Tweedy early on, and then they had some kind of falling out around the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot album.
If you watch I Am Trying to Break Your Heart, you will see him. It's pretty raw stuff there. It's right around that time he was sort of leaving the band,
Yeah. That's right. But he did have a solo career, as Dave mentioned. He played with a lot of other people, including Tommy Keane. He played some guitar on, I think, a couple of Tommy's records. Merry Christmas. Interesting collaboration there, I think, as well.
Yeah.
And so we should look more into that. Now let's get to the emails that we got.
Okay.
Here's one from Josh Greer,
uh-huh.
And it says, "Hi Jim and Patrick, just finished listening through all three parts of your Tommy Keane interview. Really brought back a lot of memories, but it was particularly enjoyable to hear Tommy's voice and how much excitement and humor he still seemed to have about his long career. It's how I remember him in 1983-84 and thought maybe the industry had beaten that out of him. Apparently not." Then Josh says, "Bonus points if you can figure out where I fit in." And you know the answer to this, right,
I
Patrick?
I believe so, yeah. I believe Josh is the hip young lawyer type that Tommy referenced when Dolphin Records was signing some bands around North Carolina, and then I think Tommy said, you know, "Hey, go out of the area and find somebody who has a following." And that, you know, ended up becoming a single and also, you know, an EP that's pretty special. So Josh was that guy. And, I believe the connected with Record Bar and Dolphin Records. So thanks. That's really cool that he got in touch, too.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Here's an email from Abe Glazer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bear with me here. This is a long one, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He says, "I love the interview with Tommy Keane. I'm glad someone was able to capture some of the wonderful stories he had about the music business. I've known Tommy since attending North Bethesda Junior High.
Wow.
But I didn't hang out with him since I was a few years older. But I knew all of his friends since we lived in the same neighborhood and obviously went to the same schools. I did see the first band Tommy played in. He played drums, called Blue Steel.
Yeah.
Not Tommy's style of music, but for a high school garage band, they were pretty good. One of the other members has been a professor at Berklee School of Music in Boston for a long time. Full disclosure, I'm pretty sure I was one of the more hardcore Tommy Keane fans during the last 25 years in the Midwest. If Tommy played Chicago, where I live now, or Milwaukee or St. Louis, I would be at the show. I remember one time I went to see him in St. Louis, which is about a four-hour drive from my house, on a Thursday night. Saw the show, crashed at a friend's house, and somehow made it into work the next day by about 10 a.m. By the way, I'm a fan of a genre called thinking man's pop, which may be an oxymoron. My favorite bands the last 15 to 20 years besides Tommy Keane have been Guided by Voices and Bob Mould." Hey, we're right with you there. "From an objective point of view, Tommy Keane was a great sideman. If you look at the work he did with Paul Westerberg and Bob Pollard during their solo periods, the bands that he played in were top shelf. I remember at one Pollard show at the Double Door in Chicago in 2006 where Pollard apologized for the band being too good for him. Of course, the band did contain Tommy Keane, Jason Arducci, and John Worster."
That's a pretty good group, man.
Those guys, man, they play together in tons of bands.
Yeah.
"My younger brother put Tommy Keane's career in perfect perspective. If he had been born 10 years earlier, he probably would have had a much more successful career. Unfortunately, from a commercial viewpoint, this type of music does not sell lots of tickets or records, and it was reflected at the attendance at the shows, which got pretty sparse toward the end. I missed the 2017 tour. I was in Scotland, but in 2016, I was at two shows in Chicago and Milwaukee that were pretty thin. The lack of commercial success did not cause the quality of Tommy Keane's work to decline. His last full album in 2015 was still quite good. I did see him open for Matthew Sweet this summer, and it was a decent show. The one record I wish he had made would have been a sequel to the Keane Brothers. the most underrated thing that he and Bob Pollard ever did. It was a showcase of combined talent of two great songwriters, musicians. When I heard the news of Tommy's passing, it was the first disc that I played.
There's far too much singing at heaven's gate, but common never can demonstrate. The trick of the flesh has been dead of late. Soaking the new fire at heaven's gate, dimension and district of distant fate, a new opera army, the monarch and star.
So folks, if you haven't seen a good Tommy Keane show, the best one out on the web is a show he recorded for a public TV station in Chicago in 2015 at the Main Stage, which ironically is a few miles away from where he was born in Evanston, Illinois. And then he includes a link here. And then he says, keep up the good work. I'm working on a best 30 Tommy Keane songs, which I will forward on to you, Abe Glazer. So,
that's
Abe,
wonderful.
We're looking forward to that. We'll tweet out the link to the show that you recommend as well.
And please do that, Abe. When you finish that list, if you have already, send it to me and Jim. And toward the beginning here of Abe's email, he talks about obviously going to junior high at the same place Tommy did. Now, there is a bunch of stuff where Tommy talks about the really early days that we didn't include in our three sections because we wanted to begin when he was at the University of Maryland and working with the Rage, which, you know, evolved right into the Raz. So we got some really cool stuff on that we will we'll share out. And a couple other cool things at the beginning, you know, we're just chatting with him. So we'll definitely get as much of that out there as we can. But, you know, as we said when we posted those shows, we wanted to try to get a little capsule out there because it was appropriate. So.
Yeah. Okay. You want to take the next one?
Yeah. Matt Hickey writes in, guys, thank you so much for this interview. Just hearing him tell these stories was tremendous. He sounded really upbeat. By the way, I'm the, quote, friend who's a writer in Chicago who sparked the Keane Brothers collaboration. Wow. I wrote a tribute a couple days after he died. Check it out if so inclined. There's a link here, which we'll definitely get up on the website. And when I say we, I mean Sam. And Matt closes with, again, thanks for doing this. So really nice that Matt took a minute to share that with us.
That's great. Then Patrick Butler of Quincy, Massachusetts writes, thank you for the Tommy Keane interview this week. I picked up Based on Happy Times as an impressionable 15-year-old kid in 1994 and loved it to death. I made it a point to get every record and note he ever put out after, and boy, I loved the Keane Brothers. Man, there's a lot of love
for
that.
Yeah, really is a cool record.
Tommy was a natural heir to the Beatles, Squeeze, and all the other great British-influenced pop rock. I kept missing the chance to see him, and I was determined that in 2018 I would, and thank him for putting out such great songs that really spoke to me. What a devastating loss. By the way, I want to read the little PS here.
Yeah.
Because I like where this is headed. If you ever take the show on the road and make it to Boston and need a suburban basement to record for a week, we'd love to host you here.
Ooh. Be careful what you wish for, Patrick.
I like the way this is becoming, has a potential to become a tour of basements.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Yeah, I can't wait.
Record the show.
Yeah.
So.
When the weather gets warmer, Jim, we'll have to take Big Blue for one last road trip.
I don't know about that, but.
It's happening.
But Boston, great city. I'm up for that.
Incredible.
My daughter has applied to a couple of colleges in Boston, so you never know.
You never know.
That might be a regular
there.
Great. We'll see.
Fantastic.
But as I said in Spinal Tap, it's not a big college town. All right, we got one more here.
Yeah, Leslie Porter Miller. Fantastic interview so far. Tommy was a big part of my North Carolina college year soundtrack, especially since I worked at Record Bar. That's really cool. A former Record Bar manager and I met Tommy when he was doing the solo tour stuff, opening for Alex Chilton, basically having beers and semi-heckling Alex. Tommy wasn't heckling, far too much of a gentleman for that. As I bored Tommy with my Bethesda tales, went to junior high with an insect surfer. He had great stories, exactly like you hear in your interview, and there's a sign off here in Hawaiian, I believe.
Mahalo. Let's just leave it at that. Mahalo.
Yeah.
Mr. Keene.
Yeah. Next time, Leslie, call the Suburban Party line and give us the correct pronunciation for that. But I think what that does mean is rest in power.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you for all those notes.
Thanks, everybody.
I particularly am gratified by the fact that we reached real friends of Tommy.
Me too.
So that's good to see, and people enjoyed hearing his voice. Okay, with that, I guess we'll sign off here for this week.
Yeah.
And what do we have? Do we have anything coming up? What are we doing here at this?
Next week.
We do. We have some odds and ends coming up.
Yeah, we have some odds and ends. We'll pull up the calendar. I think we got some pretty interesting stuff here to close out the year. And, you know, we have a big fan mail Friday, I think, that's a little more inclusive. We've got some stuff that's been piling up, in the mailbag that we're going to get to on wider topics. And I believe that's going to be right at the end of the year, right? We're going to just open up the mailbag and just spend like 4 days down here going through every letter. So people might want to get prepared for that one.
We may or may not be doing that.
Yeah.
I think we have another interview we recorded that's going to come up next week.
We do.
Too, so there you go. All right. So with that, please listen to the show
every day.
Every day. You can find the show Rockin' the Suburbs on Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, 8-Tracks, Sheet Music. That's right.
Yeah. Reel to reels, piano rolls.
That's right. And you can also do as these folks did. You can communicate with us and we can put you on a upcoming episode. You can call the Suburban Party Line. That number is 612-440-1984. There's even a jingle for it.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
You can also email us if you prefer to that, as other people did here, rock@suburbspod.com. Also visit the website, suburbspod.com, where you can read stuff. You can see Sam's handiwork there.
What a good man. And, you know, it's the holiday season. If you folks want to send money, a fruit basket, you know, a fruit cake, or anything to Sam for his excellent work.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it, but, you know, find him. I don't know. He's out there somewhere.
And if you want to buy maybe a post holiday gift for anyone out there, you can buy Rockin' the Suburbs t-shirts or mugs.
Certainly.
You can find that at teespring.com/rockinthesuburbs. So
excellent.
There you go. Or maybe you got some, here's the thing, maybe you're getting some Christmas money. You know, sometimes people just give money, right? Or like one of those Visa gift cards or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That your money's good here with us. And I guess that's about it. So, there's also the social media. That's all at Suburbs Pod, too. So, with that, I am Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Close the book before you hear another sound. No one's talking to you. There's no one else around. When the summer comes, we'll all go for a ride in the old car that we killed before it died, based on happy times, not what I feel right now. Where's the light in your eyes? With the values that we learned but never shared, I could tell you things that no one else would dare. Based on happy times, they're calling you from nowhere. And if there's somewhere to be found, I'll be there.
My first two memories, vivid memories. One, I had chicken pox, and I was sitting at the edge of my parents' bed watching the Kennedy funeral. And then the next thing, of course, 3 months later, were the Beatles and Ed Sullivan. Yeah.